You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Mordena, Suri, how are you today?
Mordena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thank you. Had a good semester break.
Yeah, nice. Back at it. Back in the study zone now.
Sadly.
But you brought us a beautiful looking book this morning. It's got a very glamorous cover. Tell us what we're talking about today.
We'll be talking about Heart Sutra by Yan Liangqi, who is a writer from Beijing. And it is quite a cool cover. It's like the full face of like a woman with like glasses and the cityscape in her glasses. So he's a really prolific Chinese author. I think he's got about 18 books to date.
Wow.
A couple of biographies, a few novels. He's been touted as like a name for the Nobel Prize so many times. Mm. And he had like 25-1 odds last year, but was overtaken by Annie Ernaux. So Heart Sutra is a really interesting idea for a novel. It's kind of a parable, really sits in like the realm of like Olga Tokarczuk for me. It takes place in like a university where the five major religions are split into like their own separate departments. So there's Taoism, Buddhism, Catholicism, Protestants, and Islam. So it's like a really interesting, so they're all in their own separate faculties and they meet to do this like tug of war competition.
Ooh.
And as the Chinese state starts becoming more secular, money starts pouring into this competition. And that's really like the basis of this novel, is like this changing university landscape. And at the heart of it is this young woman named Yahui, who's like an administrator. She's 18 years old. She's really young. And I guess a lot of the book is trying to understand like faith through her eyes, and I don't know, like I think there are a lot of things that I really love about this book, but some of the most special moments in it, like her kind of getting into this relationship with a diplomat son, Ming Zheng, and it turns into like this really, it starts from like this quite sweet tender crush until his ideas of love and marriage, his expectations for what she should provide as a woman, start taking it for a darker turn.
Mm.
Then he's contending with some dark stuff. He gets a visit from the nameless man who helps him search for his long lost father, powerful politician. So there's lots of like really cool threads in here. I think my only thing is, like, I think for a book like this that looks at philosophy, religion, and, like, all of the innate human ways that, like, I think what the author is trying to say is, like, secularism and money kind of messes with, like, our human innate desires and relationships with each other. Mm. I think you need a little bit more book to flesh all of those things out in
a really
interesting way. So it feels like things happen a lot. But it's still really fascinating. And there are, like, really funny moments in there. I think it's a really cool book. It, like, kind of sits in the realm of mysticism, even though their lives are like not supernatural. There are like elements of weird stuff happening that sits like, feels a little bit paranormal. Like Yahui starts developing certain like powers that like, it doesn't turn the book supernatural, but it does take it to like a more spiritual realm.
That's super interesting. I find it's a really fine line to tread quite often in books to stop that switch into being a genre novel necessarily or something, which is nothing wrong with being a genre novel. But if that's not what you're trying to do, it can be really hard to thread that needle.
Totally.
So it's always really satisfying when a book can do that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of something like Salman Rushdie. A little bit of magical realism. It's hard to tell what's maybe like imagined and part of the human psyche and what's really happening physically. I think it's a really good book to read if you want to take like the pulse maybe on like what's happening in China.
You were saying it's not getting published in China, is that
it's
right?
It's not getting published in China, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Always been like very critical of the communist government. And I can't speak heaps to that because this is only the first book that I've read by Yan Liangqi. But it's made me want to go back and read a lot more, especially because I haven't read a lot of books that look at the relationship between secularism, money, and faith in the same way. It's really cool.
Oh, this sounds great. Remind us of the name and the author again.
Yes, it's Heart Sutra by Yan Liangqi, and you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out now.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Suri. Hope semester goes well for you. We'll see you again soon.
Oh my God, I hope so too.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.